Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, South Africa's property rental market is currently running hot. Listen to these numbers. National rents jumping 5.6% in the first quarter of this year. That, I understand, is the fastest growth in nearly 8 years. More homeowners are cashing in by letting properties or turning them into Airbnb and B&B listings. But there is a catch here. The level of furnishing in your property, whether it's furnished, semi-furnished or unfurnished, can dramatically change your insurance needs and risk exposure. So essentially, if you miss the fine print, one incident could wipe out your profits. So I want to talk about this a little further with Reino de Kock, Head of Distribution at PSG Insure. And let's take a look at some insurance blind spots. Let's talk about the role of landlords, tenants and short-term hosts and the problems they might face in this booming market. So first of all, Reina, good news, the rental market at its strongest in 5 years. But are landlords and hosts paying enough attention to the issue that I've just outlined, the furnishing levels? And why is this issue important?
Hi, Jeremy, and hi to the Hot FM listeners. It's always great to be on the show. Jeremy, thank you very much for the question. I mean, absolutely great to see the rental markets booming. In terms of the correct cover, obviously, you know, you've touched on a few. I mean, you've got your unfurnished properties. Unfurnished properties, typically you only need your building insurance from a landlord's point of view. Then you get, you know, to furnished properties. You know, these are typically the properties where you will have your Airbnbs. And, you know, there it becomes obviously a little bit more complex. Not only do you need furnished landlord insurance, building insurance, and contents insurance, you also need to focus on your liability insurance there, because obviously, you know, when you're renting out the cover, especially on the liability side, imagine how you've got guests coming from overseas. You know, it's a different currency, and we can see liability claims coming in there. You know, that is quite excessive. Also, from a product point of view, you need to make sure that you've got the right product for the client's needs. And that is obviously where, you know, from a PSG point of view, you know, the short-term advisor can give you some good steer in terms of that. You've touched on common misconceptions, Jeremy, and I mean, just to run through a few common misconceptions, you know, the main one out there is to say, you know, the landlord's insurance will cover my belongings. And this obviously is false if you are a tenant. If you're a tenant, you must make sure you've got your insurance cover for your own contents. It all comes down to insurable interest at the end of the day, who's the person that's going to get paid in the event of a loss. You also have the other misconception, obviously, there, where, you know, I might still be covered under my parents' policy. And this is true in some cases, but the moment you become financially dependable, you know, the hard reality hits, and then obviously you need to make sure that you can cover your own policy or pay for your own policy and cover your own items.
So, Reno, let's break it down. Let's look at unfurnished rentals first of all. Is there any specific cover that is non-negotiable for landlords, and where would tenants often get caught out in that respect?
So for your unfurnished properties, I mean, you typically only need to insure your building on that aspect, Jeremy. Unless there's some fixtures or appliances that is in there, you need your building insurance, and your building insurance obviously is there to cover you for your costs. You know, for your losses, your fire loss, your storm, your geysers, plumbing. You know, the liability as I've touched on there. So from a landlord point of view, that is the minimum requirements that you need to have in there. And again, you know, from a misconception from that point of view, it's pretty much straightforward. It becomes tricky, obviously, if you've got some items in there, or if, as I've mentioned, you start having clients or renters in there with their own furnished items. You know, then it becomes the tenant's responsibility to make sure they've got the contents cover in place.
And that's the grey area. It's determining where the responsibility for ensuring certain items actually shifts to tenants. I imagine that there could be dispute there, and often could lead to a lot of cost.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And this is why it's so important. You know, a financial advisor will advise you when it comes to this insurance to say, for example, if you've got some of your items and it's semi-furnished, as an example, Jeremy, you know, the advisor will say, well, this is how we make sure we you know, we get a list of items that you've got in there. You could potentially have pictures in there. You can do a proper inventory of which items belongs to the landlord. And then at the claims dispute at that stage, you know, it's quite clear. At the end of the day, I touch on insurable interest, and insurable interest basically means to say who does the items belong to and who gets paid in the event of the claim. And that should determine where the cover needs to sit.
And I'm correct in saying that fully furnished properties would carry the highest exposure. So what would the key gaps be there?
Yeah, fully furnished properties is becoming a bit of a challenge. And your key gap when it comes to fully furnished properties, Jeremy, you know, the main thing there comes in when it comes to theft. So take for an example, you've got an apartment that you rent out. Your biggest exposure there is most probably, you know, you have a tenant in there, and the tenant disappears with your items. So you know, a client needs to know the risk that they're dealing with in a case like that. In a case like that, if you've got a fully furnished, you know, the insurance company needs to be aware of it, and there will most probably be an endorsement on there to say that they will cover you for theft, but it must be accommodated by forcible and violent entry or exit of your building. So yeah, it always becomes a challenge where you say you've just got items and it simply just disappears, and you can't see forcible signs. Again, you know, our advisors also work with a lot of specialist products specifically for this cover, Jeremy, where they can also give steer or give certain covers where you have a sub limit of potentially cover that will kick in that space. But yeah, as I've mentioned, it becomes very tricky on those more high risk items where you are renting out.
Now let's talk about B&Bs. Why is there an issue of product liability for people who serve meals?
Yeah, so Jeremy, I mean, it's so important. I mean, that if you serve meals, you need to make sure that you have got, as a minimum, your products liability extensions in place. And what that would cover you for generally is, for example, let's say the medical cost you can suffer in the event of food poisoning. You know, you serve a client with a meal, something's wrong with the food. There is obviously some T's and C's that goes on there that needs to have a doctor's certificate within 24 hours, as an example. But you know, you will have cover for yourself there to say if there's something that goes wrong on your property and negligence is proven, at that stage, your product liability cover could potentially step in there. Also, for example, if you've got a waiter that, for example, serves a meal and trips over a rug and pours hot water over a customer, again, you know, we could have some excessive costs here when it comes to the medical expenses. So important that you make sure, especially when serving food, that you've got your correct covers in place there.
Lots of new lessons for landlords there. Reino de Kock, thank you as always for talking to us, Head of Distribution
Sure.
at PSG Insure.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.